As has just been mentioned in the opening prayer, we're here to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. It's a solemn feast day, which is reminding us of the Great Tribulation at the end of 6,000 years of human civilization under the sway of Satan. It also represents the turning point of God's plan, the climatic return of Jesus Christ in triumph to establish the kingdom of God on earth with the then born again saints, to usher in a millennium of joy and peace for all mankind, for which we are now in training to be future teachers and leaders. We are given an Old Testament example of observing this day, this festival, in Nehemiah chapter 8. I'd like to look at verses 2 and then go down to 9 to 12. Verse 2, and Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month, according to the sacred calendar. And then in verse 9, and Nehemiah, which is the Tereshaphah, or governor, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Eternal your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat. Doesn't sound very health conscious. Let's rephrase that. Go and enjoy choice food appropriate for a festive occasion. Drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be you sorry, for the joy of the Eternal is your strength. And the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be you grieved. Here we are, middle of the week, but this day is set aside as a holy convocation, a sober memorial. The prophet Daniel warns us there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. The prophet Joel has his part, warning of a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. And of course, we have Jesus Christ's own words. For there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days shall be limited, King James shortened, should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be limited. We have the constant reminder with the news updates of just how fragile the world situation is now, just what a turmoil we live in. But we have some encouragement. Christ had recorded for us, said in John chapter 16, verses 21 and 22. We've been blessed in the church recently with the birth of the babies. This is an analogy Christ is using. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow. We are enduring the birth pangs of the forthcoming kingdom, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you. We look forward to an immediate future full of uncertainty and problems, unprecedented problems. But this is a day to rejoice. There is so much in this world to cause sorrow and anguish and drive us to pray, Thy kingdom come. Your will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Let's remind ourselves of the encouragement recorded in the epistle of the Apostle Paul in his first letter to the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. If we drop down to the next chapter, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 8 to 11. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we watch or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, edify one another, even as also you do. Comfort, encourage, admonish, exhort. The Feast of Trumpets represents the time in God's master plan when his elect, the called out ones, will finally be born again into the God family, then able to enter and be part of the kingdom of God, qualified to take part in the marriage of the Lamb, reason indeed to celebrate with great joy.